This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, glad to be back, glad to be live, glad all of this Labor Day nonsense is out of the way. Good evening, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, we're going to talk about this simply because these are the people that are trying to disarm you, and I just want to make sure you keep this in mind whenever you see them on TV. Now, don't throw anything at your television because you're financially responsible for it. If you break it, well, you know, you got to replace it. Liberals are the sort of people who will eat a cheeseburger while they're sending out a vulgar message to hunters who post pics of their kills. They're the sort of people who ride in a private jet to an overseas conference where they claim our extravagant Western lifestyle is destroying the planet. They're the sort of people who oppose drilling any new oil wells and then complain because gas prices are so high. Liberals love America, except for our past and our capitalistic economic system, and our flag, and most of the people who don't want liberals micromanaging their lives. But don't call them unpatriotic because they support higher taxes, which makes them more patriotic than people who actually love their country or something. Liberals laugh at Christians who are serious about their faith. They mock morality at every turn and do everything they can to promote degeneracy. Then they're outraged if anyone notes the obvious fact that they're morally inferior to conservatives. They're the sort of people who obsessively call other people racist right after they imply black Americans are too stupid or poor or lazy to get voter ID like everyone else in America. They're the sort of people who do everything they can to facilitate the deaths of millions of female babies via abortion and demand that men be allowed to use the women's restroom even as they claim conservatives are engaged in a war on women. They're the sort of people who are going to sneer, how could anybody vote for Donald Trump, even as they put up a yard sign for a woman who would be the most corrupt, dishonest, and incompetent president in American history? Do you want to know how to make a liberal Democrat mad? Tell them the truth, and don't sugarcoat it, and, give them the real truth. We don't want to trigger anyone, you know, happy talk that liberals are used to, but the real truth. Hillary Clinton wouldn't be a top 10 contender for the presidency if she weren't a woman and riding on her more popular husband's shoulders. Speaking of pantsuits, she deserves to be in jail, not in the White House. In fact, if she's elected, she'll be the first president who has done enough to merit impeachment before she even enters the Oval Office. This is a woman who has essentially said, I don't understand how classified information works, derp. And liberals want to make her president. Liberals are the sort of people who think guns are bad and a fence on the border won't work while they stand in the White House and wait for armed Secret Service agents to allow them in for a tour. They're the sort of people who demand that the government stay out of their bedrooms while they try to force nuns to provide abortions and birth control. Liberals are the sort of people who tell you conservatives are angry right after they obsessively hurl hate and abuse at the police, the military, and Christians. They're the sort of people who hear about a police shooting of a criminal in a liberal city with a liberal mayor in a state with a liberal governor and conclude Republicans are responsible. They're the sort of people who believe that cops are generally racist to abuse their authority, but they think only cops should have guns. They're the sort of people who have an infinite supply of pity for someone who gets shot while assaulting a cop, but are indifferent to innocent Americans victimized by criminals. Liberals are the sort of people who believe an adult with male genitalia can become a woman just by deciding to be one, but that parents who give their little girls dolls or little boys trucks are only confirming harmful gender stereotypes. They are the sort of people who think of themselves as open-minded while they declare that college students need safe spaces to retreat if they hear something they disagree with on campus. Liberals are the sort of people who call others racist, sexist, Nazis, fascists, and haters, while simultaneously complaining that other people need to be more sensitive and careful about what they say. Now, it's important to note all of this for the historical record, because one day when kids in America are wearing sackcloth, the middle class is eating out of garbage pails and crazed rape gangs that we imported into the country to show how diverse we are running wild, people will want to know what happened. How did we destroy Social Security and Medicare? How did the country go broke? How did America change from a once powerful nation to a pitiable wreck? Now, if we get to that point, and realistically, that's where we're headed unless we change course, there will be a simple answer to the question, who ruined America? The answer will be liberals, and people should become familiar with the insane, immoral way they behave so that future generations can have a chance to rebuild what people like Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid are systematically destroying today. Liberals are the sort of people who will happily applaud the destruction of everything that made America a successful and prosperous superpower. Unless, of course, they're defeated. Which is where you come in. You have to decide whether we're going to look back one day and see these as the good old days. Or is the time that we turn things around. Because the time is now. The time is coming. November is coming. We are now in the fall months. Guess what's coming up in November? This will be your chance to speak, to bark, to growl. Now, you can listen to a lot of the neocons that are out there that are saying that, you know, it can never be Trump. But what is Trump saying that's so wrong? What is Clinton saying that's so wrong? What has Clinton done? As far as their, you know, as far as their accomplishments between the two of them, Clinton has accomplished nothing ever. Ever. She managed, the one thing she managed to do was become a carpetbagging senator. She did manage to do that. She got elected for that. Every other office she's ever run for, which the only other one she's ever run for, as far as I know, is president, she lost. She's not a campaigner. She doesn't know how to finish. The debates are coming up. And this is where I think that I get to see my fruition, that, you know, my prediction that Trump clubs her like a baby seal. And that's if she doesn't go into a coughing fit. And if she does go into a coughing fit, I hope Trump has the presence of mind just to sit back, cross his hands, look at her amusedly. Look at the crowd, look at her, look at the crowd, look at her. And, you know, and don't ask for her to have a drink of water or anything else. Don't do that. Don't do that, Donald. Just let it run its course, brother. That's what I'm hoping for. But if you want to do something about it today, I mean, the time is coming. Our time is coming. Or we can look back years from now, those of us that are still alive, and say, wow, these really were the good old days, weren't they? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
dilemmas, life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection,
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I think we got an open mic, Scott. Okay. The unblinking drama of live radio. I love it. One of the most common... Okay. Well, but I would have liked it if they had been able to hear that, though, Scott. That would have been cool. Anyway, one of the most common concerns for people who carry concealed is that of printing. Or otherwise... You know, this is where your probably your shirt. It's probably going to be your shirt, and it shows the outline of the gun. It prints through clothing. And if you look at almost any forum about concealed carry, you'll see questions and comments and stories about printing. And it's natural for people to be concerned about printing. In my state of South Carolina, for example, the operative word in concealed carry is concealed. We have no provisions whatsoever for open carry in South Carolina. Some might also be concerned about what constitutes the differences between mere printing and brandishing, a criminal action in which a person displays a firearm or other weapon to intimidate, harass, or otherwise inflict mental distress on a person who wasn't threatening the brandisher. I've never heard of it put that way. Now, bear in mind, I can't give you any legal advice. I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night or anything. And you should not construe anything I'm about to tell you as such. This is more like a discussion about the topic. In many states, the legal difference between concealed and open carry is that open carry must be done so that the firearm is completely, utterly, and totally in plain sight at all times. Concealment requires that it be covered or otherwise hidden. Brandishing a weapon is to display a firearm for ill intent, which is different from openly carrying, which is merely carrying a firearm openly for all to see. Now, granted, some people might say that open carry is tantamount to brandishing since the goal is to make sure others see it. Here we get into a semantic discussion that's really a matter of opinion rather than a matter of law for the most part. Most frankly, the open carry versus concealed carry trope is already a dead horse. And we don't have to kick it. Those who want to conceal will do so, and those who want to open carry will do so, except in South Carolina, of course. Now, then there's the accidental uncovering of a concealed firearm. And this could conceivably land a person in hot water. And this is in the states which forbid open carrying. And currently four states, Florida, Illinois, New York, and South Carolina, and the District of Columbia, prohibit open carrying of handguns, though exceptions are made for hunting or whilst at a gun range. California and Oregon generally prohibit open carry except in rural areas. Since concealment generally requires the firearm to be hidden from view, an uncovering that isn't attended to might be considered a violation of statutes forbidding open carry. Now, believe it or not, open carry is legal in Massachusetts, but there are a number of cases where otherwise licensed and legal carriers were charged with disturbing the peace or stripped of their licenses for open carrying as doing so disturbed others, which sort of, you know, makes me think, why would you bother? Which is different. Firearm becoming uncovered is different from printing. And it could therefore be construed as a criminal act, since carrying openly is not permitted even if one has a license. In most other states, it isn't an issue, since almost all states in the union allow open carry. Many don't even require a license to do so. Could printing be construed as brandishing? I guess anything is possible and stranger things have happened. In order for a person to be engaging in brandishing, they have to be intentionally displaying a firearm, with the end goal being to achieve a particular psychological effect, primarily fear. There aren't any states that strictly define printing such as it is to be brandishing or even a crime. In truth, a lot of people could worry about printing a little less. Excessive concern is especially acute to people who are just starting to carry or have a new holster, gun, or shirt they wear while carrying. When you're carrying a concealed weapon, most people are not paying attention to you. Most people aren't paying attention to anything around them. They're not paying attention to what's in front of them, especially in the Pokemon Go culture. I ride a bike on a trail on a daily basis, and I'll be riding up behind a pedestrian, and they don't hear me coming at all. Now, I'm on a bike, but it does make some road noise and everything, and just to let them know that I'm coming, I'll say something like, "I'm on your left," to alert them to this. And even then, most of the time they've got their earbuds or their headphones on. They're completely oblivious to me. I fly by them. And, of course, they're startled beyond, you know, any sort of belief. And but they're completely unaware of it. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to carry concealed. And there's a lot of ways that most people would say, there's no way I could do that, man. I'll be seen. That's not really going to happen that way. There's, you know, big T-shirts will hide a gun. Big, you know, there's especially on the waistband. The waistband is king of all when it comes to concealing. Now, if you have it during the winter, you know, you can go to the concealment T-shirt, which has, you know, the compression shirt, which has the holster built into it, which I have one of those, and those work really well with either a big button-up shirt or a jacket. Or if you really want to go Don Johnson, you know, you can go to a shoulder holster if that's what you want to do. Or you can carry outside the waistband if you've got a big enough, floppy enough coat to cover it. But, as an issue, it's not that big of an issue. It is more of an issue for people that are new to it and everything else. In my state, if you are caught flashing, that's what they call it. It's flashing. It's not printing. It's flashing. You have to be very mindful of reaching for something high or something like that if you're wearing on the hip. That's what it all boils down to. If you're wearing on the body up higher, you're wearing off body in a bag or something, you're good to go. You are good to go. So, printing, you know, wear a pattern shirt. That just breaks all the printing up altogether. Look at the same forums where people discuss the issue. Mostly you'll find experienced daily carriers telling the newbies not to worry so much about it. If the gun isn't blatantly obvious in the mirror at home, it's not going to be that obvious out and about. Especially if you don't, like, rest your hand on the button, push it way out from your body and everything like it's a rest hold or something like that. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert Network Reputation Analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Yeah, coming back at you from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. Guest 168 says, for the best concealment, wear a duster. That's not bad advice. The Trump for President website offers a pantsuit on fire t-shirt. I need to have one of those for me. I don't know how brisk the sales are, but it's a safe bet the sales are outperforming her ratings as an honest candidate. In one August poll, only 11% of registered voters described Hillary Clinton as honest and trustworthy. And apparently I would think those 11% are probably, you know, needing a custodian. Not too long ago, the very vacuous and squeaky Fromm-like Shannon Watts, founder of the Everytown affiliate Moms Demand Attention, responded to the NRA's condemnation of Hillary Clinton's gun control agenda by tweeting that NRA lobbyists are paid millions to hack away life-saving gun laws and implied that opposition to gun control laws are an attack on all Americans before concluding with hashtag I'm with her. I just love the people that live their lives putting together hashtags. It cracks me up. The myth of a life-saving gun law, also known as common sense solutions or reasonable gun safety measures, is a cornerstone of the Everytown ideology. Everytown claims that the single most important thing we can do to reduce gun violence is to require a criminal background check for every gun sale. Okay. Federal law already contains comprehensive background check requirements. Background checks did nothing to prevent recent massacres. Orlando's Omar Mateen not only passed a background check, but he'd been interviewed by the FBI and released. Expanded background check laws, which every town and the mobs of demand attention are currently promoting through ballot initiatives in Maine and Nevada, and they would do nothing to stop criminals from stealing guns or obtaining them in illegal straw purchases or on the black market or through gang affiliations or from their sister-in-law or any of those other ways to get them. Another common-sense gun law, a ban on assault rifles, commonly owned semi-automatic firearms, as I call them, was found to be ineffective rather than life-saving. See, we've already been there. We know exactly how that works out. This isn't especially surprising, given that blunt objects and knives are much more likely to be used in homicides than rifles of any type, any caliber, any configuration. Another myth is that big bad gun lobby, to use the words of Dr. John Lott, in which a money-loaded gun lobby defeats opponents and intimidates politicians through massive financial clout. If you were to do a review of actual lobbying and political contributions in late 2015, this you would conclude that the NRA is, in fact, a relatively light spender compared to other corporations and interest groups and industries, and trailed by large margins outlays by the AARP, the dairy industry, the American Hospital Association, and various individual companies. Dr. Lott notes that gun control groups substantially outspend the NRA. Michael Bloomberg donated $28.6 million to federal candidates in the 2 years leading up to the 2014 congressional elections, compared to the NRA's $982,000, one-thirtieth of the amount spent by Bloomberg. Looking at TV advertising expenditures in 2013, gun control groups outspent gun rights groups by 7.4-1, with 85% of their money coming from Bloomberg. And another myth, of course, is that most Americans support further gun control restrictions. Now, in point of fact, Pew Research Center survey in August found that the majority of respondents now agree that it is more important to protect the right of Americans to own guns than to control gun ownership. But this NRA hacking away at life-saving gun laws line is about as believable as a certain person's claim about running to evade sniper fire in Bosnia. So it's perfectly reasonable that Miss Watts followed up with a later tweet at NRA as lobbying organization led by millionaires and shouldn't be allowed to write legislative policy. Well, she's with her. John Podesta writes all kinds of legislative policy, and he's never been elected to anything. He just gets hired. Just gets hired. We've got some pro-gun members of Congress. They're trying to come out against the State Department manufacturing guidance that's being passed around right now. They have been sending, they're responding to this attempt at backdoor gun control with some strongly worded letters demanding corrective action. I don't know exactly what that does. I mean, is that actually thought of as corrective action? Letters? We had in July, it was talked about the ill-advised attempt by the Director of Defense Trade Controls, or DOSDDTC, to clarify who is a regulated arms manufacturer for purposes of the Arms Export Control Act and is implementing rules, the ITAR, International Traffic in Arms Regulations. As was noted in that report, the DDTC's guidance document creates far more confusion than clarity and threatens to chill lawful behavior and put small commercial gunsmiths who cannot afford the ITAR heavy compliance costs out of business. Their move is all the more egregious considering the fact that the Obama administration has for years pledged to remove most firearms and ammunition from ITAR's scope in favor of the more business-friendly jurisdiction of the Commerce Department. Now, this so-called export control reform initiative was originally aimed at building higher walls around a smaller yard by strengthening controls on America's most sophisticated defense technologies while reducing unnecessary restrictions and regulations on less sensitive items. Firearms and ammunition, which are the most common and least sophisticated defense technologies and technologies with obvious and legitimate markets in the private sector, were supposed to be the first categories to be moved over from the DDTC's jurisdiction to that of the Commerce Department. Because of the anti-gun policies that Obama has, they remain among the least of the munitions categories to be amended. Meanwhile, the DDTC's ECR website notes the agency has already reviewed such categories as toxicological agents, spacecraft, and related articles, and directed energy weapons. So the enterprise is being regulated. To make matters worse, the DDTC has been building the higher walls on ITAR's remaining items, meaning that the firearms and ammunition that remained under ITAR control will be more stringently regulated than in the past. And some of the pro-gun members of Congress are coming out, and they sent a letter to John Kerry, which is tantamount to doing nothing. According to the letters, the last thing the effective small businesses need is an edict from the federal government imposing crippling fees and requirements which are wholly unnecessary and nonsensical. Big ups to Steve Scalise out of Louisiana. That guy, he's the majority whip now. This guy is a bulldog. I don't care what anybody says about him. This guy comes out and he comes out swinging. I love the way he does. Also, Senator Steve Daines, Republican out of Montana. So they're the ones out there spearheading the charge as they go at John Kerry to try to, you know, to sternly put him in his place. Sternly. He just never ends with these guys. It really just never, ever, ever ends. But that's okay. I guess it's okay. It'd be really nice just to talk about, you know, some nice training and some nice guns and stuff that, you know, I might do with Dr. John or something. But no, I don't get to do that. I got to go talk about John Kerry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Let me give you a quote, if I may, from Emerson. The shallow believe in luck. The strong believe in cause and effect. Coming from the desk of John Farnham over at Ammoland.com. Talking about Chicago, Chirac is the name given in a movie to the city of Chicago. It has proved to be shockingly true on a daily basis, and then Mayor Emanuel, reverting to type, forbids the term in his presence. If the mayor were a Republican, Chicago's tailspin into chaos and violent crime would be a screaming, ongoing headline. Of course, that is not the case, and liberals can do no wrong. When events embarrassingly fail to fit the liberal agenda or make liberal politicians look bad / incompetent, they're contemptuously ignored by the media with their now familiar self-righteous casual attitude towards the truth. Now, Chicago's crime wave and what's happening there is both worsening and scandalous. And for the most part, it is largely unreported. But for those who live there, it is very, very real. From somebody that lives in the area, every highway that I travel daily on my way to work has had recent, mostly unreported shooting incidents. Leftist politicians like our mayor whine endlessly about guns in the hands of frightened citizens like me. His own guns apparently don't bother him, but guns in the hands of violent criminals who vote for him, he and his liberal colleagues are unwilling to do anything about. Like most among the working, contributing, and taxpaying, I'm fed up and frightened, and it's self-evident that my vote will never count. All you got to do is look to Venezuela or Brazil, Mexico, you know, pick one. And you can see where all this is going. Violent gangs are thriving and now represent a shadow government in Venezuela. They've grown rich through kidnapping and drugs and extortion. They murder and terrorize with impunity, all amid the nation's triple-digit inflation and severe shortages of nearly everything. It's the Mad Max scenario going on right now. President Maduro's liberal regime, like Manuel's, renders, you know, vaucous lip service but does nothing. Promised crackdowns on violent criminals are like Emmanuel, so much empty wind. Back on CONUS, or continental U.S., as, you know, military types like to call it, August marks the 16th consecutive month of record gun sales. The dwindling percentage of Americans who work, contribute, and pay taxes are heartsick and frightened, and our fear is manifested through purchases of guns and ammunition, which liberals are trying to stop every way they can. The situation in Chicago and Venezuela will not improve anytime soon. In fact, it will get worse and worse and much worse. So I leave you with another quote, this one from Edward Albee. Remember one thing about democracy. We can have anything we want, and at the same time, we always end up with exactly what we deserve. Shortcoming of democracy. Coming out of New Orleans. New Orleans is a city unlike any. New Orleans is a city sort of like Philadelphia is in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is a very pro-gun state. Except for New Orleans. And right now you've got Mayor Mitch Landrieu and the city leaders, and they have passed a multifaceted gun safety ordinance. They cited a moral obligation to do everything in their power to fight back and halt the stream of guns getting into the wrong hands, increasing the penalties when they're used negligently. All of this was unveiled in April by Landrieu. Under its guidelines, the Crescent City would see mandatory reporting of lost or stolen guns and deem city parks gun-free zones. The measure passed the Criminal Justice Committee on a 4-0 vote last week, heading to the full 7-member council for likely final approval. Councilman Jason Williams said, "We are well aware that this is not a silver bullet or a panacea. There is no magic wand that will cure these ills with a single stroke. This keeps guns away from young people and out of the hands of people who will do bad things." See, the first part of what he said was 100% true, and the second part of what he said was a blatant lie. There's no way to keep the guns out of the hands of anybody who is wanting them bad enough, especially those that want to use them for bad things. The proposed ordinance would mandate the guns lost or stolen should be reported to the New Orleans Police Department within 48 hours. If you don't do it within that certain amount of time, well... you too become a criminal. Failure to do so could lead to a $250 fine. City officials feel the law, which would be the first of its kind in Louisiana, would deter gun trafficking. They're deluded and crazy and stupid. An investigation earlier this year by the Times Picayune found that more than 2,100 guns were reported stolen in New Orleans between 2012 and 2015, coupled with another 1,600 in unincorporated surrounding areas. Next, the measure would make all of the 133 New Orleans Recreation Development Commission parks and facilities, as well as areas where NORDC-sponsored events are taking place, officially gun-free zones under the threat of a $500 fine or 6 months in jail. Exemptions are in place for law enforcement or those with a concealed carry permit. Finally, the proposal would adopt a city ordinance against negligent carrying of a concealed firearm, even with a permit. I don't know what that is. State law already has guidelines for those who are carrying an otherwise legal concealed weapon if a law enforcement officer suspects they're under the influence of either alcohol or drugs, even allowing the officer to take temporary possession of the handgun until a test can be performed. Some facets of the proposal to establish city fines for carrying a gun without a serial number or being a convicted domestic abuser with a firearm were trimmed from the ordinance this summer as they simply duplicated state and federal laws. Taking guns off the street is a cure to climbing murder rates is a go-to topic for the leaders of the Crescent City. Council members have sponsored gun buybacks in local communities, while city officials have backed community events such as the Ceasefire Peace Festival. In an effort to curb gun violence, Landreau, a Democrat and member of former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns, what a shock, has repeatedly held up gun control along with social fixes such as preventing teen pregnancy as a way to abate New Orleans' persistent ranking as one of the deadliest cities in the world. NRA says Landreau's attempt to expand firearm-free zones to include over 100 parks and recreation centers across the city is clearly an unlawful restriction on law-abiding individuals' right to possess a firearm for self-defense. This violation is made even more egregious by the fact that Landreau admitted that prohibiting firearms in the locations would do little to deter criminals who are intent to commit crimes. Such laws, even if it were legal, simply disarm legal gun owners and subject them to potential victimization. The proposal is expected to be voted on by the full council in coming weeks. I always love when the powers that be look at a problem and say, the best way to fix this is to make everybody defenseless. Especially these cats, because they're admitting that even if they pass this law, it's not going to prohibit the bad guys from committing crime. And yet they're going to pass it anyway and create more unarmed people for the criminal class to prey upon. Am I the only one that sees something wrong with this? I don't really believe that. I don't believe I'm the only one. But One day, I'm pretty sure I won't be around to see this, but one day, maybe we'll live in a world without politicians. Without stupid politicians. That would be nice, wouldn't it? We're going to go to hour number two. I'm going to get another cup of coffee. This is definitely Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.